Okay, so this is Louis's first recording of the story of King Wonders. This is King Wonders 1. So Louis, how many characters, what are the main characters in King Wonders 1?
There's Buddy, King Wonders, and John, and the bad guy, he's a ghost, he doesn't have a name.
Okay. Do these characters have any special powers?
Yes, they're from the fire element and the bad guy is from the ice element.
Okay. What powers does King Wonders have?
The fire element.
Does he have special skills?
Yes, in fact he's quite flexible.
Oh, good. Does he have a sword?
Yes.
Right. So what's the main story about in King Wonders 1? What happens first?
Well,
how does it start?
Buddy, it starts with Buddy. He wants to meet King Wonders. Mm-hmm. He goes and he finds John, a traveller, the American traveller, who could bring him to his King Wonders.
Where does King Wonders live?
He lives in the middle of England.
Right. Is the place got a name?
Cambridge.
Cambridge, right.
Is that in England?
Yes, it is, yes. And does King Wonders live in a castle?
No, it's more like a territory.
A territory. Does he have a house or something there, or a castle or some kind of thing?
It's a hideout, actually.
A hideout.
But he still rules the whole place.
Right. Good. So what adventures happen? What happens when Buddy meets King Wonders then?
He's trained by Wonders to be calm. Moves of the fire element, slow moves to make fire.
Right.
And they meet the nameless ice element man. He's a ghost, so he has no address, he has no home, nothing, only a name.
Right. And what does this ghost do?
He goes fast. He does fast moves to make ice.
Right. So, what does the ghost do to King Wonders?
Well, he does try to throw him away and make sure he never comes back, but Buddy stops him. They have a punching and kicking fight.
Right.
Then Buddy, kicks him off of a big cliff.
Is that the end of him, is it?
Yes.
What, so falling off a cliff kills the ghost? How does that happen?
Because he was standing in the middle of a giant, humongous cliff, and it was, the size of Mount Everest.
Okay, why would a ghost be killed falling off a cliff, though? You think?
Well, because it was a very hard ground.
And even the ghost can get killed by hard ground, can it?
Yeah, no, but it wasn't exactly a ghost. He's a ghost as in ghost. It's a ghost as in the one. You know how in James Bond there was a ghost? There's a guy called a ghost. The guy who fell off that big building.
Oh, right, I know what you mean.
That kind of ghost.
Ah, right, okay, so he just doesn't have a name or anything, right, I've got you.
Yeah
I've got you. Okay. So what happens next? So Buddy's met King Wonders. Do they go on adventures?
Yeah, they're to find a good griller, a man who's from the griller. Well, they're not exactly men, the griller. It's a giant army of armour. Underneath, it's just nothing, it's just armour. Armour is their body.
Alright.
And there's one who has betrayed the family. His name is Sauron Griller. And they're determined to find him and raise him as one of their warriors.
Sauron Griller?
Sauron.
Well, you can't have that name, remember, because that's already a name out of somebody else's book.
Sauron. Yeah.
Right, okay. Sauron Griller.
Well, it needs to have an on it, Sauron something.
Okay.
And you do find him, but that's in the other story.
Right. So, is there any funny moments in this King Wonder story?
Well, there is a couple of them, because Buddy sails on a boat, and then John says, "Oh my gosh, it's a big, enormous. Like, it's like a giant jellyfish or something." And then he, like, then one of the men says, "Abandon ship," and he, like, jumps off the crow's nest and then gets an electric shock and he falls in the water unconscious and then falls off.
What gives him an electric shock?
The giant sea monster, but but it's like a jellyfish, it's because it does have lightning on it.
All right. Why were they in the boat? Where were they going?
They were sailing to the ice element. They were sailing to the ice element place.
Oh.
Now, that's the ship that they've been using. See that ship right there?
All right, yeah, so it's an old-fashioned sort of pirate-type ship. Okay. What, why were they going to get... Did they know that this ice element person was a bad person? How did they know that?
Well, because the ice element betrayed the fire element. Because the fire element was a peaceful place, and the ice element wasn't such a peaceful place to be.
Right, okay.
It was a very terrible place. It was quite violent.
Right.
Fireplace was where you could have a nice time and...
Ah, okay. So that was the good lands. So did they set off to
take revenge? No.
Not revenge, but just to sort of like, just to get rid of the bad.
Yeah, thing. the last ice element man.
Right, the last ice element man.
He wasn't named. His family died before he was named. Just in the middle of when he was getting named, bang! There was a puff of fire, and they all like drowned in the river of lava, and then except for one person. The ice element man, the ice element ghost, he didn't have a name, he wasn't given his home, he wasn't given his address.
Right. Oh, wow. So, so they're on the boat sailing towards the ice element land. Does anything else happen when they're on the boat?
Well, I'm just, I've just came up with all these stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then... Like, they do get there eventually, except Wonders and Buddy, they set off somewhere instead, and John decides that he'll bring his cousin, Jerry. Jerry's the cousin of John.
Okay.
They, all four of them, they come, they go to this mysterious land. It's kind of like where King Kong lives, but it's much more peaceful.
Right, is it a jungle then?
Yeah, it's kind of like... cannibals that made friends with them.
So where is? But this isn't the. This is before they get to the ice land, is it?
Yeah, this is all before.
But is it quite nice there? Do they have?
Yeah, there's cannibals though, but they did make friends with the cannibals.
They made friends with some cannibals.
Yeah,
people.
Because Buddy was in science class. He knew all about islands and stuff. He could speak cannibal.
Could he?
Yeah, Buddy speaks cannibal.
So why did the cannibals not eat them then? Why did they befriend
them?
Because
they said, "We are friends, we are looking for the ice element." And they also hated the ice element.
Ah.
They prefer fire.
Ah.
So the chief said, "Hate, ice, hate."
And did they help them then? Did they
fire.
Did they help them?
Yes, they helped them. They welcomed them aboard the boat. John, he's not really happy with him or the singing, dancing every night. Except everyone else is having such a great time except for John.
Ah.
He's being so tired and he's like, he can't have enough of them.
That's very good.
Yes.
So tell me what happens. So they sail off again with the cannibal tribe as well.
Yeah.
And then do they come to the Iceland next, do they?
No, they come to... The land of love and terrible love.
What's love and terrible love then?
That's not. Well, it's about peace and a place with not peace. And they defeat the not peace. And they convince the peace will come with them.
Right. So these two sort of like tribes again, are they?
Yeah, except these tribes.
Peace tribe and the non-peace
except
tribe.
These tribes are not really tribes you can see.
What are they?
They're just things you can't see. It's meant spirits. To be good luck.
Are they like spirits?
Yeah, but they're good luck.
Right.
It's good luck. It means they're good luck. The not love, the not peace is bad luck. It's bad luck.
So it manifests itself there for them, does it?
Yeah. What does manifest mean?
It means it comes real for them.
Yeah.
And becomes apparent to them that there's good and bad luck going on.
Yeah.
How do they, and what happens to them when the bad luck comes?
What happens to them is it gives them bad luck, but they usually push the bad luck away from themselves. They've got holes in you.
Right, okay. And the good, and is it in different parts of the island that you get this good and bad luck?
Well, it's only one island, but...
Is it, yeah, but it's a good luck and bad luck in different parts of it.
Yeah, they're different from leprechauns, and cannibals. They can go anywhere they want. They can go to South America, they can go to Hawaii, they can go anywhere. They can even go to Australia and stuff.
So this is the good luck and the bad luck spirits?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
They're not really spirits, they're just good luck.
Alright, okay. Okay. Okay, excellent. And then do they come to the land of...
Yeah, they... Yes.
And how the... What is there, a battle or something? Or is it just this one person?
He makes a big army and then of ice people and then they charge at everyone. And then they have a big spear and sword fight. Spears and swords and it's like big battles. And then... They raise a fire army, swords and axes. The fire element has, the fire people have, and maces, chain and bow maces, and normal maces, and then spears. The ice element has, and then they have different kinds of axes in them, in the fire element, and they have a big like battle except. The ice element is quite strong, but they can't handle all the fire or those axes and swords. But also the fire element can't handle those maces, chains and balls and spears.
Right.
So it's all kind of a draw or something.
And then they get the bad ice element to the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, they won.
They run. And then who has this? Was Wonder sort of. Is he the one that kind of like gets him over the edge, is he? Or?
No, he like jumps onto him and then gets off of him. Then this is what Buddy does. He like punches him, kicks him.
Oh, so it's Wonder's and Buddy together that.
Yeah, I know, but except Wonder's only goes like for 10 seconds fighting him. Right. Buddy's like for like. 200 seconds fighting more something.
Right. So why is Buddy fighting more than Wonders?
Well, because Buddy's more strong.
All right. I thought King Wonders was the strongest. Is Wonders just wiser, is he? Is he clever?
He's more wise, but but Buddy's more kind of. He believes in lots of him. He does martial arts. That's John. John does a lot of violence, but John's kind of a scaredy cat as well. Sometimes he's a bit scared.
Excellent, Louis.
So
what do they do at the end? What's the end scene when they've defeated the man? What do they do next?
They go set off find Sauron.
Sauron?
Sauron. It has to have an O in it.
It's got O in it.
Yeah, Sauron.
No, you can't have Sauron because he's already in a story.
Sauron. Yeah, Sauron.
Let's call him Sauron.
Yeah, let's call him that. But in the film, it sounds, when everyone says his name, it sounds more like Sauron. It sounds like Sauron, except it's Sauron. Sauron. It sounds like they say it so fast that it sounds like there's an er in it.
That sounds great. So that's King Wonders 1 then, Louis?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I'll stop this then.